At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Football cards collecting and investing. We're so much closer to the playoffs. I know a lot of people have been sweating their fantasy football playoffs, but the good thing about football cards, Andy, is it's all year round, baby. It's 24/7, 365. That's why we have this channel. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about Tua, what to do with his cards. We got some spicy play of the week and hobby advice a little bit later as well. But, Andy, as we do at the beginning of every episode, we start with a general topic, and it is the allegedly leaked Panini Prism design for this year. So comment down below, type Y for yes, N for no, if you like the design of what could be Panini Prism cards for 2022. So, Andy, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of this design?
I mean, you know what? I think they differentiate a little bit. I kind of like it already. I can see where they're going with this now. Well, it's yet to be seen if this is the actual design, Carter, because you can see here the tweet from Panini America just says rated rookie of the week, George Pickens, and it highlights his game that he had last week. And it just says, you know, it doesn't say anything about this is official artist proof for 2022 Prism or anything like that. It's not on the release schedule, so we still have, you know, some uncertainty on whether or not that is the true design. But if we pull up this tweet from Primetime SE2, you can see here the designs going from 2020, 2021, and 2022. I think they differentiate. I think there's going to be some interesting centering gym rate debates, you know, on these cards based on those lines coming off the sides and the centering top to bottom. And I pretty much think it's going to be chromed out around the outside. So I like it. I like it. I think they're innovating. I think it looks better. And I like the differences.
I like it as well. And Andy, as you know, I wasn't, you know, the hugest fan of last year. And I'm also, like, when I started in this hobby, I was Prism everything. You know it. Like, I was just Prism because it was the biggest thing. Obviously, I've diversified into Rady Rookie and all these other designs. I'm fine with the new Prism design. I think it's fine. I think it's clean. It's consistent from these last couple of year designs. So for me, Andy, I am perfectly cool with the new design. So comment down below. I know some of you might be listening to this just via podcast. Once again, go to the YouTube channel so you can, you know, get in the comment section and see all of this for yourself. But Andy, it's also important, as we always say, to just become, you know, victim to the Prism mentality, right? Like, not everything is Prism. There's going to be plenty of other cards, but it's still the most popular card in all the sets.
Yeah, remember what those common denominators are that make it so popular, right? Thick card stock, chrome finish, rookie card logo, but you add in actual silver Prism finishes, and then, you know, the nice aesthetic design. But like, if you really want to look at common denominators that add to the value of a card, we start talking about serial numbers, rookie autographs, maybe, just maybe, they throw a piece of game-worn memorabilia in a card once in a while. you know, that would go a long ways as well. But those are really the common denominators. And Prism is just a brand, right? It's just brand recognition. It's like, you know, when you walk into a store, why people just gravitate towards buying a bag of Starbucks coffee over another company they never heard of, you know? So you kind of have to take that leap of faith to try something new. And then if you end up liking it, then all of a sudden you go back to that again and again, and maybe you start telling your friends, and I think that's what's happened with Prism. So it's just got that brand recognition, that brand loyalty from over the years.
Yeah, and I think something else that will be interesting about this product in and of itself, and this goes for just basically all releases, is this QB class does look to be pretty weak. I still have hope for Desmond Ridder. I think he can make big time throws. We'll see what Kenny Pickett turns into. Malik Willis is obviously getting a lot of snaps now with Tannehill out. But as of now, I don't see a Joe Burrow. Don't see a, you know, Justin Herbert in this class. And I actually think that's kind of a good thing for people that actually want to buy the product and just rip it, right? Up to this point, we have seen two Pro Bowl players in this class, and they both play corner. That's Sauce Gardner and Tariq Woolen. Obviously, I'm a big Derek, not the hugest Derek Stingley fan, but he did go to LSU. Still, there's just not a whole lot of star power in this class as there has been with the last two classes. So it will be interesting to see if that does affect the price. Now, I actually want to do something. I didn't bring this up to you before, Andy, but pull back up the Prism designs really quickly. I saw this guy on Twitter, not the primetime guy, but the Roro Weber right here, the guy with the first reply in the bottom right there. This guy right here is a freaking legend. I saw him on Twitter not too long ago. I think he just got the Brett Favre Precious Metal Gems car, and I think that set the record for 1990 card prices. This guy is a really fun. I followed him not too long ago. And look at that. He just got that black label Lamar Jackson. I saw this card earlier today and I almost had a freaking freak out. Look at this card right here. Look at that. Bang.
Ooh, we got that black label 10 on there. That is so rare. So hard to find.
God bless. I would shake if I held that card. I'm a big Lamar fan too. But yeah, that's sick. So shout out to you, a true collector. I don't know his actual name or anything like that, but his name is Roro Weber. Now, we do move along. I'm sorry for that aside. We might cut that out. I'm not sure, but I kind of like shouting out big time collectors that don't have like this huge profile. But anyway, Andy, I think the biggest story for me, there it is. Okay. It is a guy. Look at those Favre inserts at the bottom. Look at those precious metal gem. It's nasty, man. That's nasty.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those precious metal gems cards sell for more than rookie cards of ultra modern players. That is one card that has really picked up a ton of steam in the hobby. Like I'm constantly trying to get my hands on like a Mike Allstott precious metal gems or any of the old Bucks goats. You know, and it's just, they're so expensive, man. They go for so much money, and it's just the precious metal gems effect right there from the, you know, the Fleer Metal Universe set. Oh, really nice.
That's a clean card. And obviously, for the super hobby people out there, precious metal gems is more known for basketball, right? And I think wrestling as well, maybe. But basketball, Jordan, precious metal gems, if you want to see high-end cards, check that out. So sorry for that aside, we do move along here to me, the biggest story from the Christmas weekend has been the descent of Tua Tagovailoa, Andy.
Man, that meltdown he had in the second half against the Packers was epic. You know, playing at home after coming off of three straight losses, like, I mean, they were, you had a feeling that this was time for them to turn around. I mean, they're in the playoff wild card race. You know, it's like they've got to go, man. And they've had, their offense has been so dynamic and so explosive and so lethal. And Tua just melted down the second half, throwing three interceptions and clearly bad decisions And then you also have this concussion concern around Tua, and it's just his career is really in the balance. You could see the effects it's had on his rookie cards, Carter. The Prism is around $72 trend, which is way lower. This is now half of what Justin Jefferson is at. Jordan Love's Prism PSA 10 goes for around 50. So it's he's not doing too good.
So I'm not going to victory lap here, Andy, but what did I tell you before the season?
You said you planted your flag. You planted your flag in the ground. You told people to sell to it because he's not good. And that's what he said.
Yeah, I was pretty harsh and I was wrong. He's a decent starting quarterback, but is he great? I'm asking you, Andy, is he great?
I would say no, he's not great. He's not elite. You can't consider him elite.
Okay. And you know that there are Tua collectors that listen to this channel. We all know big time Tua collectors. One I talk to pretty frequently, right? It's nothing against Tua, right? You know, my play of the week a few weeks ago was Devonta Smith. I've shared so much about Jalen Hurts. So it's not a LSU Alabama thing. It's important to watch the games. I've seen this nonsense on Emmanuel Aiko, all this stuff. A few weeks ago, Tua is better than Justin Herbert. Nonsense. Non-freaking sense. Ask yourself which quarterback in the league doesn't take a quantum leap with Tyreek Hill joining your team and a Shanahan disciple coaching their offense. I mean, that's two of the biggest non-QB needle movers you can get. And if you actually sat down and watched the games, you could see that, you know, Tua is a fine quarterback in a really nice system. This is not anti-Tua. This is just, you know, the cold hard truth. He doesn't carry a team like Burrow carries a team or like Herbert carries a team or Lamar carries his team. And that's why it's very important to actually watch the games. And I think if you actually watched Tua, you could see that his success was a byproduct of, you know, just some ridiculously good play calling and prime Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle on your team. Anybody's going to put up numbers in that. And yes, there is the extra added, you know, factor here with the concussions. What does his future in the sport look like? We don't know. Right? This is his third concussion. Will he even play the rest of the season? The funny thing is, I like Tua personally. When he was coming out of high school, my highest rated quarterback in that class, I just started, you know, doing prospect evaluation, was Tua. And freshman season, I wanted him to start over Jalen Hurts. Well, I didn't, because he's better than Jalen Hurts. But now, you know, it's different, right? Jalen is a really, really, really good starter. And Tua, to me, is just, you know, kind of a guy in a really, really good situation. So, yes, the concussion thing is obviously a very real and concerning thing. But, you know, for me, Andy, I'm holding my Tua cards if I still do have them. Don't sell now. This would be an absolutely awful time to sell his cards at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. With as much as his stock has fallen, now, if anything, could be a time to buy. If you already have them, then you're holding, but potentially buy in just for hype next year. Because, right, you know, if, and the only thing is, you got the concussions. That is really scary. Like, too many of those, there's going to come a point where a doctor says you cannot play anymore and he's going to be forced to retire early, you know, and not for the same reasons Andrew Luck did. He's going to be forced to retire because of concussions, which is scary, because those performance-driven events are what create hype. You know, look at the retired players, and a lot of those guys are Hall of Famers that are really relevant in the hobby. Their prices have still corrected a lot, and their prices still have gone down since the initial sports card boom because of the lack of performance-driven events. There's no events that are really driving hype for these players, unless they have a big birthday party or celebration on TV, or like jersey retirement or some type of big event on TV that's televised. Then it's not going to really drive that hype. So we need Tua to keep playing. And if he does keep playing, then you could potentially buy it now for a future hype spike, because you're getting a really nice discount. I'm sure some people right now may panic on Tua around this time and may want to liquidate, could find some pretty interesting stuff for pretty cheap.
Yeah, I'm not. And look, I agree. This could be a Tua bye cycle, right? Because if he does play again and returns with the Dolphins, his peaks were good. Like, he did put up big, big, big numbers. The Ravens game was like one of those really, really special Burrow type of performances, right? There's just not been a lot of it lately. He's been so hot and cold, as have the Dolphins. I do think this could be a little bit of a buy window here for him, and we'll see what happens. But obviously, we'll see what the concussion stuff, you know, comes of this. Something else, Andy, about the concussion thing is that this will be the biggest story in the NFL for the rest of the year, right? You know, obviously the big story is always going to be who's winning and who's losing playoffs and all that. But this is going to be in the news for a while, and that might strike even more fear into people buying into him right now. Such as, you know, that card right there for $138.50. That is a beautiful, beautiful copy of that card right there. You know, it's, you know, PSA 9 or whatever. That's a nice on-card silver.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Auto. So at 138, that's not really that bad in my estimation.
138 for an optic holo on-card autograph numbered out of 150. I believe this card is numbered out of. So, I mean, just a PSA 9, but yet when it comes to a card this rare, this kind of scarcity, I believe it is serial number. Even if it's not, this card is still very rare, right? Yeah, and it's a beautiful card. It's super popular because of that on-card auto, the rated rookie logo, the silver prism finish. And, like, you look at a Joe Burrow or even a Justin Herbert, because – I know this debate right now in the hobby between Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, which guy has more expensive rookie cards. I'll tell you that it is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has officially pulled away from all of the 2020 quarterbacks. And even, you know, Jalen Hurts, who struggled to kind of get up there past Herbert, and he missed last week, so that's not kind of helping his cause. But, you know, if I were to compare, like, okay, here, perfect right example.
Yeah.
There's Jalen Hurts for $470 two days before Christmas when you knew he wasn't playing this past week, but minor injury, he'll be back. But still, you know, give you an example of how much of a discount that Tua card is at right now.
And look at that one. That's not even – that's an aftermarket on-card auto right there for Herbert at $265. So that shows you that that Tua could be a real buy right now, especially if you are a Tua fan. You might be. We have – you know, obviously JJ Bama and a bunch of, you know, Tua fans in the hobby. There's a lot of hobbyists just in Miami in general. So very, very interesting stuff. I do think also, Andy, as we move closer to the playoffs, we'll get it into this during the play of the week a little bit later. There are some quarterbacks that aren't making the playoffs that you might have a buy window for pretty soon. But, you know, as of right now, God, I mean, there's so many people that are hitting just some ginormous prices, right? Justin Jefferson, who is not QB, Trevor Lawrence has gone up. It's for you, Andy, you look at this stuff every single day. How do you feel about, you know, other players not named Tua right now?
Well, I feel good about Jalen Hurts. I really do believe that it's a playoff run, a deep playoff run, that is really going to propel his card prices to the next level. The same thing for guys like Kirk Cousins. Sure, I've seen the 20-30% increases in his card values combined with the scarcity, but I really think that some of these guys have, for example, Herbert has Super Bowl baked in. Burrow has Super Bowl baked in. Josh Allen has Super Bowl baked in. Patrick Mahomes has Super Bowl baked into their prices, whereas guys like Jalen Hurts do not, Kirk Cousins do not, and it's going to be more of a reaction-based spike to their values. Once they make it to a divisional round and potentially a championship game, all of a sudden everybody starts reacting in a big way, and you'll see these purchases pop up. Because we're also, think about the like a kind of like a macroeconomic time period we're in right now, specifically after Christmas, right around the holidays, when people have a little bit extra money in their pocket and they're feeling good. They want to go and buy themselves, treat themselves. Maybe they got an eBay gift card for Christmas, this kind of thing. And we're heading into the NFL playoffs. So it's a perfect storm for, you know, some of these bigger sales to go down. And I'm still seeing these crazy sales volume and sales transactions on a daily basis. So just some of these guys are just kind of maintaining even, you know, just like, it's like a straight line. Their chart is a straight line. And it's really going to take the playoffs to send it upward pretty seriously.
Now, before we get into play of the week, we want you to check out Card Shop Live. Andy, tell them all about it, baby.
Yeah, the Card Shop Live is a new revolutionary way to shop for singles, box breaks, you know, original content. I mean, they've got shows every day. I get the notification. I've checked it out. They just some really interesting shows. You also went at checkout, like a super smooth to set up. You set up with our link. You actually get a $10 credit and get entered into our giveaway we're running in February for 2022 Donruss Hobby Box. But super simple to set up, like your payment method. So you're on there and you're watching a live stream of a guy go through his singles or go through some other sports memorabilia or a box break, and you get into it super smooth. And then whatever cards you get from that, you can actually one click, send it to grading through a group submitter, you know. So, I mean, and the group submitters, the Card Shop Live is founded from the guys from Sports Card Nonsense and Geo's Cards. So you got a lot of a reputation. These guys really know what they're doing. Check it out with the link in the description below.
Shout out to Jesse and Geo and all the guys over there. And yeah, I'm actually looking at the app right now. Make sure you check it out. Card Shop Live, and you got to use the link down below to get that credit, baby. Now, hobby tip of the week. There are actually quite a few of them that we could get to for this week. Andy, do you want me or you to go first?
I'll let you go first on this one, Carl.
Oh, yeah, so I get the lead off here. always get tracking, right, if you're making a big deal. We talked about this controversy like a few weeks ago. I'm not going to bring up names again, but let's just say hypothetically, everything that happened that this person is claiming to have happened with, you remember the $30,000 baseball card thing from a few months ago? It's back in the news now, right? I've seen it float back up. If you're buying a big time card, use, you know, don't do friends and family. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter who vouches for who. Do GNS, right? And also get tracking. Very key. There's a lot of fraud out there. There's a lot of people opening up the packs. So yeah, it's honestly pretty simple. If you're doing like face, if you're doing off eBay deal, eBay does all that stuff for you. If you go through eBay, obviously, but you know, if you are doing these off Facebook deals or I mean on Facebook deals or Twitter deals, IG deals, get tracking. Don't do the friends and family and just be very, very cautious.
Yeah. Yeah. Great advice. Great advice. My hobby tip is actually going to be the new release calendar. I want you guys to be cognizant of the fact that we got a major product being released in the next couple of days. And like Carter's mentioned before, you know, just a lack of quarterback prowess and talent in this draft class is leading some pretty nice prices, some good deals on the actual sealed product from 2022. So like this Mosaic product is coming out in just 3 days on the 30th. I think it's going to be pretty popular because you compare it to what's out now and it looks pretty good. Like this is a good set compared to the certifieds and like the Absolute, except for the Kaboom, right? But just like their base cards from Absolute and Certified. And the other sets of them like Score and Illusions and Luminance, like the other sets that are out right now off the top of my head. Yeah, $399.95 for 150 cards with two autographs. I feel like that's not a bad deal when you get 15 Mosaic parallels and 20 inserts per box on average. You can come on to Steel City Collectibles, blow out cards. You go to you can go over to tcdb.com, tradingcarddatabase.com, look at all the inserts and all the players that are in there, the checklist. so you can see if your guy's in there. Like, for example, maybe looking for Brock Purdy, definitely want to go check that out. Make sure he's on the checklist before you buy the sealed box. Thinking that he's in there, he may not be in there because he's Mr. Irrelevant, you know, and they print right based on draft capital. And the chances are they probably started the manufacturing process on these cars specifically months ago, you know, way before Brock Purdy was even relevant.
My dream is for Brock Purdy to win the Super Bowl because there won't be many rookie cards of him. And if he made the Super Bowl, oh my goodness. So it might be worth it to see if you can find whichever few Brock Purdy cards might be out there. Because if the 49ers make a Super Bowl run,
Yeah, those Panini instants that they print the one out of 2022 or whatever, and they all just have that same print, but apparently that's what they print. They only print that many, even though they all say one of 2022. I think it was crazy. And we talked about Brock Purdy just briefly, but want to mention that one of the most popular sets he's in is from Chronicles, right? Chronicles draft picks this year. He's got this prestige card with a college uniform, college logo, but it's got the rookie card. This card sells every single day, dozens of times per day for like $30 to $40. This is equivalent of what the Patrick Mahomes college uniform, you know, scorecard sells for raw. It's just mind blowing. But there's only, you know, like 50, 70 different rookie cards for Brock Purdy. And a lot of them are now no longer in circulation, like the National Treasures, collegiates and stuff like that. Those are gone, man. People got those locked up in the safety deposit box.
How did that one sell up there for $5 right up here? That auto.
Because see, it says best offer accepted. So this was one of those that was an auction that had the make an offer button lit up. What happened is somebody came in here and made an offer that this seller couldn't refuse, and it automatically ends the auction. So what you do is you take this and you come over to 130point.com or sellthepeak.com, and you do your little search eBay sales, and I just copy and paste the listing title right in here. And then if the website's working, then most of the time it's working, but I've had one time where it doesn't work. Then you come in here and you can see checking actual sold price. Let's see what it actually sold for December 27th.
$252. Okay. I was
about to say. It's actually not bad. I mean, it's not bad. The auction, $26, $232, $252. I've seen some other stuff for him that recently that was in like the $600, $700 range. Like, yeah. Certified. Check out the certified out of 149, 430, 99, 650. And just like this elite card right here out of 399. This is a card for Kenny Pickett right now that it's selling for like 20, 30 bucks. And here you got the Brock Purdy going for 140.
That is so interesting.
He's on the 49ers, baby. He's 4-0 as a starting quarterback on a clear playoff team with a great defense and some great weapons and coaching on offense. It's just such an interesting storyline, man. I kind of like it because you know, it's great for the hobby. It's great for 2022 product. His parents are pumped. Like, you know, it's a Cinderella story, man.
He's got everything that people love in a quarterback. He's small, undersized. He looks just like a normal dude. You would think he was an accountant, not a NFL quarterback. Mr. Irrelevant, the name attachment, small school, three-star recruit. You can't make it. It's kind of like the Baker Mayfield effect that we talked about this offseason. People just like that. But it also, once again, shows you how quarterback-obsessed the hobby actually is, right? If you were to list the best players on the 49ers, I am not sure if Brock Purdy is in the top 15 players on his own team. I really do mean it. That team is that loaded, right? There's at least 7 or 8 guys on the defense that are better at what they do than what Brock Purdy does. But if you're the quarterback of a winning team, it goes a long way. And you really do see that here.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. And it's really, you know, that whole storyline and how young he is. He drives a ton of FOMO or fear of missing out, you know, right. Just instant impulse to want to get this guy's cards before he's the next NFL superstar, especially as a quarterback where these guys actually become the faces of the franchises and really, you know, drive like the MVP narratives and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, I did a pretty deep dive on Nick Bosa's rookie cards yesterday, and I am finding some pretty serious prices for 2019 Nick Bosa. I think he's in contention for Defensive Player of the Year. And I mean, I'm like finding some really expensive sold items every day. Like even buy it now stuff. Like people are actually seeking out Nick Bosa's cards. Pretty impressive, you know, like 2019 field level silver for $25. That's like the same as a Tony Pollard, you know, on average, you know, same as like Terry McLaurin. So I'd say elite skill, offensive skill position player, he's about the same.
Good. But I have some Nick Bosa cards. As you know, I've always thought he was special. I thought he was going to win DPOY. That's why I bought him early. But yeah, I mean, him and Joey are just beasts, but really Nick is that dude, man. The bull rush is all of it. But yeah, you know, it's just crazy how stacked their defense is. Dre Greenlaw, Fred Warner, man, they're just nuts. But yeah, Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl. I'm interested to see what the card market is going to do. Now, we get into plays of the week, okay? Before I get play of the week, Andy, I'm going to give one bold prediction here, all right? I think Panini is going to put more hits in retail than normal for this next class. Makes sense. Weak rookie draft class already for this cycle. I saw the reaction when a one-of-one Messi gold vinyl got pulled, or I think it was the Mbappe in a World Cup blaster, and a lot of people freaked out over that. I went and got a World Cup blaster. I'm not even a soccer guy, a soccer card guy, if you will. I think we're going to see more hits in retail because, as you know, Andy, we've seen more cards still be on shelves now, okay? So now we get into play of the week, and Andy, I will start. And as QBs start to get eliminated from the playoffs, start looking at those QBs. We talked about Tua a little bit earlier. Not the absolute best quarterback for that. I think somebody like Derek Carr is very interesting, right? You know, he goes to a new team probably next year, I believe. I don't think he's going to be with the Raiders next year. I think he's going somewhere new. I know Davante Adams is still there, but I think if he does go to a new team, it'll generate some hobby interest. Even though the new team quarterback thing has scared some people off after Matthew Stafford won the Super Bowl, we saw Matt Ryan stuck with Indianapolis, and we saw Russell Wilson, obviously. So it might scare some people off, but if Derek Carr's prices do tank, that would be somebody I would be very interested in as far as potential QB plays. And then also for me, Andy, look at wide receivers that might go to a new team or might get a quarterback upgrade. And I'm actually going to shout you out. You are probably going to see these in the outtakes, but you made a very interesting play on a wide receiver who for sure will be getting a quarterback upgrade next year in Houston.
Yeah, buddy. John Metchie III, former Alabama teammate with Bryce Young, who's currently projected as number one overall pick to go to the Houston Texans, reuniting former teammates. Plus, you have the incredible story around John Metchie, you know, entering into cancer remission, becoming a cancer survivor, and then playing in the NFL, like playing professional football at the highest level, reunited with a college quarterback. I mean, it's just an incredible storyline that I think culminates into a big price spike. And right now, you can just get his cards dirt cheap, you know, dirt cheap. So I kind of like buying it. And there's so many future hype-driven events possible for this guy. So, you know, you could look at him. You could look at Nico Collins, you know, two couple guys that are young and great athletes in that wide receiver position on the Texans. My play of the week, Carter, is going to be A.J. Dillon on the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
Green Bay Packers have now won the last three in a row, and they have a chance to sneak into the playoffs. The remaining two games are both divisional matchups in the NFC North. right? They get the Vikings this weekend and then the Lions to finish their season. That Lions matchup at the end of the season, I think, is going to basically could come down to when you get in, lose, you're out kind of thing, you know? And the last 7 weeks, Aaron Jones has showed up on the injury report with something different, whether it's a calf, whether it's a knee, whether it's an ankle, whether it's a shoulder. I mean, it's always something different for the last 7-8 weeks for Aaron Jones. And right now is like the perfect time for A.J. Dillon to start peaking. You know, he's got soft hands, he can receive the ball. He's also got a 99th percentile height adjusted speed score. The guy's like 6'2", 250 pounds, and can still run a 4.5. Like, he's just that guy, and especially when you're talking Green Bay, frozen tundra, January frigid temperatures, he's hard to tackle. You know, defenders don't want to tackle him, and so he's going to break more tackles. He's going to make bigger plays, and it could, you know, they could sneak into the playoffs, and all of a sudden he becomes a big focal point of the offense, and this is the right time for him to start peaking. You know, he's only in his third season. He's very young. Get that 2020 rookie auto product, man. I'm looking at some of his rookie ticket autos going for like $20-$25, like, you know, stuff like that. I think gives you a lot of upside, a lot of upside. In fact, one of our guys on the Quest, James, I shout him out because I wrote up A.J. Dillon, the auction sniper, like a month ago, as more of like just end of the season, next year, a long-term play for me, right? Because he's also in the hobby. The A.J. Dillon runs Dillon's Deals. This guy's a hobby advocate, man. He collects all kinds of football cards and collects his own one-of-ones. So he's a long-term play for me as well. And I actually shared specific listings on eBay. James went out and bought the Cracked Ice rookie ticket auto, got it for $61, flipped it for $175 this past weekend. So great, great flip there. Shout out to you, James. Congrats on that again. And just to highlight some of what, you know, how my thought process works, the kind of cards that I would target for him.
Patreon.com/footballcards is where you could join our private Discord community. Shout out to a lot of the people very active in there. Filthy Collector, Raven Invest, Aaron Trades Gems, Derek, and for me, the guy that I love the most in the chat, my guy David Hunter, man. If there is ever something that is above my knowledge, and there is a lot in this hobby, David Hunter knows almost everything there is to know about cards. So that's why it's really cool, because, you know, I see this all the time on Twitter. People just tag card purchaser 1,000 times. He's not going to get to every single one of your messages. But the good thing about the Discord is once you join, you get access to Andy, get access to me. But honestly, just post something in the general chat, and guess what? There's people there that in an instant that will be willing to help you. And David Hunter has helped me a lot. He helped me acquire my favorite Drew Brees card because of his knowledge. And it really did, you know, make my knowledge go up. And there was a, we could get into a story about the Drew Brees card. There was a bunch of different factors that made the card interesting, and I got it for a good price thanks to David. So make sure you check it out, patreon.com/footballcards. Andy, one takeaway as far as football cards for the rest of the year. Is there anything on your mind that you would like our listening audience and viewing audience to know?
Well, it's, you know, it's an interesting week to 2 weeks here, but while people are on vacation. So like some of the big consignment shops, even DC Sports 87, they have a little out of office message on their eBay store. Okay. Says they'll be back December 27th. Well, they're one of the biggest, like they put up like 5,000-6,000 auctions. A lot of it's football cards that end on a Monday nights. So if they're out of the office, what does that tell you? It's an indicator that there's a little bit lower supply this week, combined with more demand because a lot of other people are on vacation and have some of those eBay gift cards, some of that extra money in their pocket they're looking to spend on football cards heading into the playoffs. So if you have cards of guys that are very relevant, hyped up, that are potentially on playoff teams, and you want to make some money on those, get those listed ASAP. This week is a good time to go ahead and get those listed and get those in front of prospective buyers because there are fewer listings and a little bit higher demand right now.
Let's go. And until next week, baby, peace. Let's go.
Peace.
What I could do is I could FaceTime you later, all the cards that I got for Christmas. And
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, it's a lot.
I want to see those.
Dude, it is a lot. Like, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do with all of it. Now, part of the reason why I'm wearing like my Liverpool jacket is that it is a little chilly in here, and I, you know, wear my Liverpool hat normally. But what's interesting, I'm gonna put my hat backwards like you. So what's very, let me see, I'm not as good as a hat backward thing. What's very interesting is I go out to Haley's aunt's house, and it's always important to let people know if they're shopping for you that you like sports memorabilia, right? So I told them, like, every year, like, they do like the Santa thing with all the different family, right? And they always get me like a Liverpool jacket, which is fine, right? This is one I got last year. But I was like, Haley, tell your family I got too many Liverpool sweaters. Like, I got 1,000 for them for Christmas. So it's always easy for them to get something Liverpool, whatever, right? Because I have so much Saints stuff and so much LSU stuff already. This lady who knows nothing about sports memorabilia, knows nothing about soccer, got me a piece of net that was used apparently in an Anfield game. Now, she doesn't – I don't know if she has certificate of authenticity. She might have thrown it away. But she legit had it flown over from Liverpool to here. And that was probably the coolest gift I've ever received from somebody. Like, my dad gives great gifts every year, as you know. But for someone that doesn't know anything about really like that kind of sport, it's pretty cool. It's pretty freaking cool. And dude,
so cool.
Yeah. And it's always just key, right? You can get so much. That was going to be my hobby of the week. You can get so much sports memorabilia stuff for Christmas. Like, I know, like, it's you could say, hey, I like this player, get me this card. But the better thing to say would be, hey, tell so-and-so, give me 1,000 top loaders, right? Only $20 for however many. I think 1,000 would be about that.
Yeah, it's that like way, socks. It's like, instead of getting socks for Christmas, give me top loaders.
Give me top loaders. Yeah.
Penny sleeves. One touches.
Yeah, just like the simple stuff, because, you know, they can mess something up. And this was like the rare occurrence where someone like really went like above and beyond and got me something pretty freaking insane. And all my buddies that are like huge Liverpool fans are like, what? She got that? And I was like, yeah, it's like for real. Like, when I opened it, I was like, this is crazy. Like, I know her. Like, she's obviously like a really close relative to Haley, but I'm not like close with her. I've known her for like maybe like 2 or 3 years. And I was like, dang, that's pretty cool. And for my own fiance, I lost her expensive gift. So yes. But look, you got a new video game chair. Shout out to you.
Yeah, man. I got a new chair for Christmas. Got me a new Buccaneers hat, because the other one I just wore out completely.
What does the front say? Let me see what the front is. It just a logo? Oh, the champion one. You might be getting a new one this year.
Hey, let's go. Got to keep the dream alive, man. Got to keep the dream alive. Can't ever rule Brady out. I mean, the defense is solid. It's just, you got to get that offense going, man. Got to cut down those mistakes. And Todd Bowles isn't helping a lot. I mean, he's just not a big good motivator.
Yeah, I know Todd's a terrible coach. Great DC, terrible coach. And it's kind of crazy, like, in the NFC South. So I'm doing radio in Carolina country. So it's like a big, like, Panthers fan base. And it's weird because I'm a Saints fan and you're a Buccaneers fan, right? And I'm doing radio, like, you know, for a Panthers affiliate. And I was thinking about this. I was like, the coaching in the NFC South has been so bad this year that the worst defensive coordinator in the SEC last year has been the best head coach in the NFC South this year. So, like, it's truly, truly, truly incredible, like, how good Steve Wilkes is coaching. But I'm like, man, what the heck is wrong with the with really?
Did I lose you?
No, I hit the thing.
Devonta Smith, raw rookie ticket autos, you know, base, non-serial numbered. I did see get up to like 60, 70 bucks in some spots, which is pretty good because you talked about him being 15 to 20. And this is just most sold graded Devonta Smith cards in the past 30 days. His Prism Silver leading the charge there. But look, an increase of 21% up to a trend of $80 now. Look at that. Auction, Monday, December 26, 9:30. 24 bids, $89.90. That's a new high on that card over the past month.
Mm. Look at your boy. I try to tell the masses. We need when I miss on something, I want to actually be held accountable for when I miss. But when I hit on something, what did I tell you verbatim, Andy, a few weeks ago?
Devonta Smith is going to have a monster spike game. And he was your play of the week. And I don't know, it was probably around this point. Like you nailed it because it. Look at this. Thursday, December 8th, December 2nd. This was a $50 card. Now it's going for 90. But I've seen that same trend across the board, you know.
I try to tell the masses to help them make money on the Slim Reaper, baby.
Look at that.
And obviously people don't have souls because he did the Salvation Army celebration and Devonta Smith is a baller, right? He's only getting better. Is he going to be Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase? No, but he can play. He can flat out play. Ask Derek Stingley in college about that, as bad as that makes me feel, as a Derek Stingley card collector. Devonta Smith can play. The dude can freaking play. And with the backup quarterback, he showed it. But yeah, people, I'm telling you, there's going to be like a big, he's going to have a big playoff game at some point. And everyone's going to be like, oh, I remember him at Alabama. This is a slam dunk. He won the Heisman. How many wide receivers can say have won the Heisman? Well, none that play now. Devonta can play. Watch out.
That's it. Yeah, the defense kind of schemes to stop A.J. Brown or the run game. And you can't sell out to any one facet of the Eagles offense because they will burn you. They've just too many weapons. Devonta Smith is really good. I mean, there's a reason why he's a Heisman Trophy runner, right? I mean, when was the last time a wide receiver even won the Heisman?
Desmond Howard.
Remember him? You said that. My bad.
No. I mean, it's been a while. Like, I mean, it's not like if you're not like a huge college football fan, you wouldn't know that, right? It's been a while since Desmond won it.
Crazy.
But yeah, it's mostly QBs and the occasional RB every now and then. And last year it should have been a defensive end, but still.
I just Googled search for Derek Carr on Twitter. It's like this meme of these Raiders fans, just like fist fighting brawl in the stadium. And it says, this is what Derek Carr has created.
Ain't that the truth? Ah, I love it. I'm looking at JJ Watt's sold items, see if there's anything. See if there's any sales. There's been a few today.
Oh, I bought a one-on-one today.
Of who?
John Mechie.
Oh, good. I like that.
John Mechie III, 1-of-1. It's a holy crap, dude. I got this for $37.
Okay.
One auto. It is a Leaf. It's a Leaf Flash Brilliance, but it's gold vinyl. And I've never had a gold vinyl design card in my hand, so I wanted to see what that looks like with the gold vinyl record design on the front of it. It's autographed, and it's 1-of-1. It looks beautiful.
What year?
2022. Some people are so shady, dude.
What?
I've got a Lamar Jackson pink optic rated rookie raw on eBay right there for sale. And I've got it listed for $199.95. And I'm accepting offers down to $150 to negotiate. So guy sends an offer for $150, this big country cards, and then sends a message about 10 minutes later, says, please disregard my offer. That was my son on my account. He didn't know better. Sorry for any inconvenience. And then 5 minutes later, he says, however, my son is interested in this. Raw, most recents are around $100 and PSA 9 sell 75 to 80. I would be willing to buy it for 75. If you are interested, let me know. That's so shady.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like my son wants it. Can you? Because he's trying to get your sympathy.
Yeah, but it's like why send the offer for $150 and then disregard and sorry for the inconvenience? And it's like, I don't know. I feel like his son was never involved, and this is just sold some kind of like ploy to try and get the card for 75 or whatever. But
all right, I'm about to show you my favorite card in my collection. Okay. Well, it's not my favorite. Obviously the Tyron Rainbow. But and here's the funny thing. I'm not even the biggest fan of Derek Stingley Jr. Okay. I like Sting. He obviously won a national championship with Joe and those guys. And he's with the Texans, so you know, John Metchie's teammate. So this was really cool. This gold vinyl one of one with PSA 10. So this is a card I got for Christmas. And it's just awesome. It's just simple. You know, it's got that gold vinyl finish on it. And I've grown on the gold vinyl. Is this a card you got with John Metchie, but it's autographed, basically? Leaf 2023?
No, it's similar. It is similar to that. It's got that same gold vinyl design. I love that. That's a sick card. I'll show you. If mine is a leaf, flash of brilliance. Let me pull it up here. Pull it up. My notifications pay now. Let's see. Let me just click into it so I'm not showing all my personal information. Let me go ahead and pay for it. He wants me to pay for it. Got to pay the man. This auction had an hour left. I knew I was not going to be paying attention. I'm like, I want this card because I knew I was going to get a sick deal on it. It ended like at, 1 o'clock or something. And let me pull this thing up. I have no doubt that I can flip this around draft time when the Texans draft Bryce Young.
Teammate?
Yeah, I'm going with that teammate shower narrative there. Here we go. All right. There you go.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, dude. Check this card out. This leaf flash of brilliance with the gold vinyl. It is a sticker auto, but, you know, it's going to be one of his first autos. And I just love the scarcity. You know, it got Alabama colors with the gold flash of brilliance. It's like cool design with all those lightning bolts. And then 101 on the back.
Love it, Andy.
Yeah, $37. Got this for $37, so like $42 out the door with shipping.
And people love a comeback story, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to relate to John Metchie. Cancer?
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man. I like that. I really do. Bryce Young, teammate. Everybody's going to think Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Tua. I like your mindset, man.
Check it out real quick before we start. There's my treehouse I built.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, you can have a card show there, man. Look at the size of that thing. God, yeah, I thought it was just gonna be like a swing set and like something else. But no, you got like a little gazebo, man. Shoot. If there is a card show in Tampa, Airbnb that thing to me.
Stop. Yeah, you get really good circulation. Really nice. We could put you a hammock here, you know?
Right?
Just get a hammock in here.
Just give me Wi-Fi.
The kids will try and feed you mud pies and, you know, grass salads and stuff.
That's I'm about it, man. That's organic, man. I'm vegetarian. I like it. But yeah, so we're talking about new Prism design. Talk about Tua. I think that's somebody that everybody's going to ask about. And the hobby tip of the week and play of the week. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let me know whenever you're ready.
Let me pull up our little web app real quick. Bookmarks. Keep them. All right. Here we go. Boom. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go.